All right. See you, babe. Love you. Have a good day at work. It's early in the morning, but I'm already really horny. Baby, you have no idea the extent of the effect you have on me. Oh, love, there's so much you don't know. There's so much you don't know. So much you will never know for as long as possible. If you I can never tell you, baby, the fucked up things I want to do to you. All I can do is fantasize about it over and over and over again. You know me as your loving girlfriend, but that's just who I pretend to be. Deep down, I'm completely fucking depraved. I don't know why or how, but my fetishes have become so extreme that I'm worried about myself. Force myself upon you when you don't want it and rape you over and over again. I even want you to fight back so I can justify beating the shit out of you. I want to pin your arms with one hand and beat you with the other. With your last desperate struggle, I'd laugh and stamp out your efforts with a few strong punches. Jesus, this is so fucking hot. My pussy's so wet already, it's gonna soak through my underwear. Wanna make you scream and cry for mercy. Tears streaming down your face as I bounce on your cock and my knuckles sink into your soft skin. Oh, your body all bruised and aching, and your cock completely exhausted. And then, I want more. I want to fuck you more, hurt you more, continue to rape and beat you as you desperately beg me to let you rest. Oh, force you to come 3 times, 4 times, oh, 5 times in a row with minimal rest. Bloody up your face and nose, then lap it all up with your blood. I know it's wrong, baby. I know girlfriends aren't supposed to rape and beat their boyfriends. I know I'm a horrible person for even fantasizing about hurting you like this. Oh, but I still really, really, really want to do it. Oh, even after all that suffering, I still want more. I just get pleasure out of destroying you. God, just imagining your broken face and body turns me on so much. I love fantasizing that I have this power. And then I use it to beat the ever-loving fuck out of the man I adore. Oh, God. Oh, and after hours of fucking torture and pain and pleasure, I want to choke you as you come one last time. Oh, choke you so goddamn fucking hard you pass out and almost die. I want to see the life practically slip out of your eyes. Oh, God. Jesus, I'm so fucked up. I'm such a fucking monster to have desires like these. Oh, but I'm still so greedy for you. I'm voracious. I'm completely insatiable. Oh, even after all the hurt I've caused you, I'm still afflicted with this burning desire to cause even more pain and destruction. Oh, and after you've exhausted everything you have, your cock is completely soft and your body extremely fragile. I want to keep using you as a fuck toy. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Oh, it's scenarios like these that make me wish I was born a guy. Oh, so I could just keep on fucking you with my cock even if you had no energy left. Oh, ramming my fat cock down your throat and forcing you to drink my cum. Oh, it sounds so fucking hot. Oh, God. God, why? the idea of torturing the man I love. Oh, I get so fucking turned on when I fantasize about it all. It scares me. Baby, I don't know how much longer I can keep myself under control. Oh, but it gets me off so good, though. Oh, and once is not enough. I need more. I need to come again. Oh. Oh, there's this one fantasy that I always go back to. Oh, I've come so many times to this one. I've lost count. It has everything that turns me on. Oh, you finally come home to me from work, and I've been teasing myself the whole day. Oh, God damn it, I'm so fucking horny and pent up. I practically pounce on you as soon as you open the door. But you say you're too tired tonight and you just want to rest. Oh, but I'm too horny to take no for an answer this time. And I throw you against the wall and rip off your clothes. I literally tear them off. You try and push me off, but I'm too strong. And I start fucking beating you into submission. I always start with a strong gut punch to completely stun you before I make sure you can't resist me anymore. Then I start hitting your face and shoulders, landing one last good shot to the jaw. Not hard enough to spin your head and knock you out, but hard enough to completely disorient you for a while. Oh, God. Oh, just imagining your bruised face is getting me going even more. Uh-oh, you're so damn hot. And then I get you hard. And then I start jerking you off. And while you're all out of it from my punches, sometimes you get yourself back together and try to resist a little. But I always put you down again by force. Oh, God. Force you to come into my hand and I lap it all up. Oh, I really love the way your cum tastes, baby. And mixing it with your tears and blood makes it taste even better. Oh, God, it must taste so good. I wish I could. No. Oh, God. I want more. I always want more. Oh, I drag your battered body over to the bed, or even the couch if I'm impatient enough. I get you hard again, and then I fucking rape you, and I love it. I love every last second of it. Raping you feels, oh God, it feels so much better than having regular sex. After a while, I force you to come inside me. You've pretty much stopped fighting me at this point, thinking if you just don't provoke me, then I won't continue hurting you. But you're mistaken. I wasn't hurting you to punish you for resisting me. I was hurting you because it feels euphoric. So even though you try to be compliant through your streaming tears and pain, I still continue to hit you. Occasionally, I leave a few bite marks here and there just for good measure, too. Oh, and I don't let you rest. I keep on fucking you even after you come because I don't fucking care about you or your fucking feelings. Oh, God, and then I sense you getting close again, and I do it. I finish the fantasy. I strangle you. You fight for air, but your body is too weak at this point. Oh, God, I'm about to come already. It just feels too good. I choke you so hard, your eyes roll up and almost right as you explode, you pass out from lack of oxygen. You go completely limp in my arms, as lifeless as a corpse. Oh, I'm coming to this horrific fantasy again. Why am I so... Oh, God. enough, I just fuck you again while you're passed out. Other times, when I'm done with you, I just leave you lying there in a puddle of your own blood, tears, sweat, and our juices. Oh, that last image of you, a bloody, unconscious pulp. It's incredibly hot. You look so vulnerable and weak like that. I just love it. I love your weakness. And I want you to know, baby, that I don't hate you. I have all these fantasies about beating the hell out of you, not because I hate you or anything like that. Rather the opposite. I'm probably a bit too in love with you, to the point of obsession. No, that's not right. If I loved you, why would I want to hurt you? I love you. I love you. Oh, God. Or maybe that's just what I fucking tell myself to justify my horrifying fantasies with love. Oh, fuck. Oh, it isn't okay to abuse someone just because you love them. I'm just a monster after all. Oh, baby. I just don't know anymore. I wish I could tell you. I wish I could tell you everything. Oh, but who would want to be with a disgusting sexual deviant like me? I can't risk losing you. You're my treasure. You're a good person, love. I'm sure you would tell me to cheer up. That is, the thoughts that people choose to act upon that reflect back on their character rather than the ones they have but ignore. But I can never get rid of that itching feeling. A nagging thought in the back of my head saying that you secretly hate me after what I told you. You're just pretending to still like me. After all, if I were in your shoes, I don't know if I'd be okay with me. Oh, you're so perfect and good. You could get any woman you wanted. Every day I feel blessed that you're mine. The very thought of risking the whole relationship over my vile fetishes is too terrifying to bear. It isn't worth it. So, I'll play the good girl. I'll play this role for as long as you love me, as long as we're together. I'll force myself to behave. I'll be the girlfriend you've always wanted. Loving, caring, and not monstrously abusive. You'll never know what I know. Never know the true me. The me I failed to bury and so weak-mindedly indulge every time you leave. I'll prepare dinner for you when you come back. Maybe set up a movie to watch so we can enjoy our normal lives. I love you. Please, one day.